Iran using children in security roles in war, reports and witnesses say. Israel says it will keep control over part of southern Lebanon after war with Hezbollah ends. U.S. journalist Shelley Kittleson kidnapped in Baghdad. Peacekeepers killed by roadside explosion in Lebanon. Initial report finds India begins counting more than a billion people in massive census. Italian Christmas meal tragedy turns into murder inquiry. Megan Thee Stallion taken to hospital during Moulin Rouge performance. My six-year-old has nosebleeds. Chiang Mai air pollution sparks health fears. Tiger Woods to step away and seek treatment. After crash, judge temporarily halts construction of Trump's White House ballroom. U.S. Army pilots who flew near Kid Rock's home suspended and then reinstated within hours. Tech giant Oracle makes significant job cuts. China bans storing cremated remains in empty bone ash apartments. Wolf bites woman in shocking German attack on busy Hamburg shopping street. King's state visit to U.S. to go ahead in April, but no hairy meeting. Eurovision Song Contest launches first ever Asia edition. Russian oil tanker docks in Cuba, ending near total blockade. Moonshots and merch, what it's like to be on Florida's space coast ahead of Artemis launch. You're no longer my sister. Rows erupt as war divides Iranian families. A million things could go wrong. Why seizing Iran's uranium would be so risky for the U.S. Asia's migrant workers debate if Gulf jobs are worth deadly risk of Iran war. Who are the Artemis II astronauts heading to the moon? How Pakistan won over Trump to become an unlikely mediator in the Iran war. After sex abuse claims, activists and lawmakers rethink Cesar Chavez Day inside the cockpit of RAF tanker during defensive mission against Iranian drones. Long queues in Myanmar as Iran war fuel crisis deepens. How the U.S. could try to seize Iran's Karg Island. Shock, sadness, and relief in town at center of Australia's seven-month manhunt for Desi Freeman. First stop, the moon. Next stop, Mars. Why NASA's mission matters. Fuel rations and free buses. How countries are responding to rising oil prices. Tech CEOs suddenly love blaming AI for mass job cuts. Why? Why Chinese tech companies are racing to set up in Hong Kong. Photos show heavily damaged U.S. radar jet at Saudi base. One ant for $220. The new frontier of wildlife trafficking. Inside NASA's moon spacesuit lab, ahead of Artemis launch. How Australia's seven-month-long manhunt came to an end. Hundreds in Beirut mourn journalists killed in Israeli strike. Watch iconic global landmarks turn off lights for Earth Hour. Expectant mothers in Cuba struggle under fuel blockade. Our home is gone. BBC speaks to displaced families in Lebanon. Why is it so hard to pass through the Strait of Hormuz? Rubio says Venezuela will ultimately need transition phase, free elections. Gold rises for fourth straight day as Trump signals possible Iran war exit. Oil steady around 104 bal/l as Trump eyes Iran war exit without Hormuz reopening. Front month Brent oil futures extend gains after record monthly rise in March. U.S. says Iran war at decisive moment. Tehran threatens U.S. businesses in region. Gold rises, but spot prices set for worst monthly performance since 2008. U.S. exempts Gulf of Mexico drillers from endangered species rules. Brent set for record monthly gain, WTI on track for best month since May 2020. U.S. warns Americans in Saudi Arabia to shelter in place after threats. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan, weighted down 1.8%. South Korea manufacturing PMI hits four-year high in March on chip demand, PMI. Elliott says Mitsui Oesuka's medium-term plan does not go far enough. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 2.4%. Jipu AI shares surge 35% as annual revenue more than doubles. Qantas, American Airlines get interim Australia nod for Trans-Pacific tie-up. WeRide, Grab launch Singapore's first residential robo-taxi service.